All right, sit for a living, stand for a living, walk for a living. So one of my great joys about being me is what is your job? What do you mean? Essentially, I stand for a living, I walk for a living. It's like, funny, it's like people with cars, it's like, everyone wants to sit. So, what about now? So, somebody discovered cars are bad in so far much as you gotta sit, right? Like, people always like, sit down, right? Take a seat. I don't want to sit, I like to stand. So any sort of social control that tries to control your body, something that Cindy taught me is this notion of comportment, C-O-M-P-O-R-T-M-E-N-T. Comportment is essentially like people trying to control whether you sit or stand, or when to sit or stand to do. Even like one of the things I don't like about mass is that like the part of mass that you're supposed to sit down, supposed to stand up. I want to do it at my own pace. And actually, for me, practically speaking, to sit down causes me back pain. So, yeah, standing is better. Oh, also, a funny thought is, you know, everyone's trying to find the ideal optimized, like, work chairs. Maybe, like, car chairs are the best. Because, like, I can sit on my Prius all day, right? And I get no back pain. But if I sit in a traditional desk, I do. So, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. I mean, if you think about gamers, I think the reason why gamers, their chairs look like race car bucket seats, is that it must work good? Not sure. Anyways, so more thoughts on broadening your horizons. Yeah, so I don't know, it's just like another regret that I make is the sun was out for a minute. The ideal daddy to get our coffee. As a consequence, I miss my beloved son. Okay, the Hyundai Genesis all black is all black dad is the goal. Okay, so anyways, so yeah, I think you always drink more coffee, but you can't add more sun. So the second the sun's out, just get your ass out the house as soon as possible. Also, another funny thing too is like, I love the sun. I did it. I miss my sun. I was like, but then the funny thing with the sun is you can't control the sun. You can't be like, sun, come out, right? It's like, no matter how much willpower you have, can't just like summon the sun to come to you, right? So that's one of the downsides. Yeah, and also I'm starting to think more and more perhaps my passion is just being a sun chaser, loving the sun. And this is where photography is so great, is photography means painting with light. Oh, Sam loves this. Check this out. Loves the crunchy crunchy on this. Yeah. And my tip on street vlogging, hey, he loves this. Whoa. Is interact with the real, like, so it's funny, you play video game, right? You're just playing things and you're like touching things, knocking stuff around. We kind of like to see the physics. We like to see the action and reaction. And this girl's pants. So actually, yeah, to be able to just touch and hit stuff is a good idea. Apparently Elon Musk also plays Diablo 4. Druid, but then it's like all the... Maybe instead of playing Diablo 4, just go back to Diablo 3. I'm also kind of curious. So this little hipster complex here is called The Platform. Maybe I'll help them with the marketing. This looks like, you know, nobody going there. I think they need a good gym or something. Yeah, so anyways, walking for a living. So what I think about is like, there's like so many job opportunities and things we could do, things we can't do. And maybe one of the ideas is, it's like what kind of job can we have or we do which allows you to be standing and walking outdoors for a living? Because even now that the problem is, a lot of people want to become like streamers, right? I'm like, you really want to be sitting on your butt indoors in front of a ring light playing video games like 12 hours a day? Seems like not a good idea. Parkour. Platform, that's best in sight. And actually the funny thing with standing and walking is that, like, I guess I am pretty tall and I just walk upright. And so as a consequence, when you see other people in the real world, you can kind of get a better sense of who other people is. Whoa, cool, look at this. Right. Real Mendrick tap water. Oh, also, fun fact. All right, the platform bathroom code. 8850. Good bathrooms. Got to do some bathroom reviews. I guess the reason why it's good to get a full body tan while you can is you never know when the effing sun's gonna go away. Yeah, so funny enough, once again, this area here is where they did the photo shoot for the Rurouemon. Okay, so yeah, even like the textures here, cool. me and Sam, we call it Pokey. So yeah, you could be in the world best. Yeah, treat your life like it's its own video game is kind of a fun thought. Yeah, the real world is the ultimate real world exploration. All right, so the reason why I like a lot of these RPGs, right? Role-playing game or whatever's, is okay, so you build a central character, right? And let us think that, hey, you're looking so stylish! Love the pants too! Alright, So the funny biases of stuff is okay, so let us assume real life was like a game of Final Fantasy or whatever, right? Is like if you're a Cloud with a Buster Sword, right? Is your goal to just be like indoors all day? In your standing desk, standing place, just hanging out, or do you want to be out here in the real world, right? Or you're playing Diablo 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever, right? Is the goal to just be like, in your tiny ass house or home doing a optimal standing desk, whatevs, and just on your computer all day, no, it's a, that'd be a very, very boring game. It seems that like, what we really want in real life is to conquer all of this, right? Become more outlandish. Yeah, I think, I don't know if I want to really call it. Yeah, just standing up straight, sleeping better, looking at the real world, etc. Yeah, actually, in today's world, the camera is actually one of the world's newest, strongest, I guess, weapons. And I guess also the good thing with having a GoPro Mini, whatevs, right? Is smaller and lighter, no stupid LCD screens are better. Yeah, the smaller it is, the less the footprint, the better. Yeah, Zen zoning now. And yeah, always look up. So funny, because like, just like 3D mapped this whole thing. It's like, what, you just want to work your whole life and spend your whole life just to live in a cube? Think beyond the hamster cages, right? Meep moop. Okay. Yeah, kind of these like dark overcast days are kind of weird, yeah. So yeah, I guess everyone trying to be God and control the weather, but alas, you cannot control the weather. But also like, maybe also part of it's a mindset thing too, is that like, it's better for it to be dreary and overcast and not raining or snowing, so at least you could be outside rather than be indoors all day, I guess, question mark. Oh, another thought I had too is, looks like a lot of our aesthetic preferences are kind of predicated on, like, movies. Like, everyone who's into the all-black, matte-black aesthetic, they've probably watched Batman a lot, right? Even the Cybertruck, cyberpunk, kind of this, like, dystopic future. The question is like, weren't there more money movies like Elysium, shout to Bill Block, it's like kind of like showing this like pretty utopia, or even like Lord of the Rings, you know, the elves, they live in that nice little beautiful green place. That could be a better, maybe that could become a better utopia. But anyways, in life and everything beyond, think about what's more exciting, what you're more enthusiastic about, and yeah, don't settle.